It is the season, and we're thinking about things like CFAX Santa's Anonymous, things like raising funds for this wonderful charity that helps out children and families in our community and has done so for 45 years. We, of course, have the Miracle on Broad Street Radiothon, which is, man, it's so soon all of a sudden. It's going to be December 9th, Friday, December 9th, which is only a couple of weeks away. We will be doing the whole thing with the musical guests, the radiothon, with all of the stories, and hopefully some of your donations. But that's just one way people can support. And this is where I get to my next guest. Bruce Crowell is a senior investment advisor at RBC Dominion Securities. He's a friend of Santa's, going way back. We're going to get into that now. Bruce Crowell, hello. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Now, what are we focusing on here? We wanted to bring you on because this is actually, I mean, we're hoping people will think about this for CFAX Santa's Anonymous, but this is kind of a bigger picture thing for a lot of people when it comes to donating, slightly more complicated investment donations, stock or mutual fund options, those kind of things. And I have to admit, I'm a complete dummy at this stuff, so I need your help as well. What are we talking about?
Well, there's a variety of sort of avenues one can go down. And yes, some of it might sound complicated, but, you know, in reality, you know, as typically we get towards the year end, the calendar year, that is, it's always a good time to just review financial affairs and sort of see where you stand. There's a variety of things that can happen. If somebody wanted to make a charitable donation, it has to be done in the calendar year to for that claim. Now, that being said, you can carry it forward. So for charitable giving, whether it be CFAX Santa's or what have you, there's a variety of different avenues of ways to go about doing that. But as far as, you know, most people or a lot of people will recognize just the simple cash donation or off of your credit card or something along your bank card or something along those lines. But we are in a position with CFAX Santa's, as with many charities are, where they can actually take what are called securities in kind. And essentially what that means is transferring ownership of a stock, bond, mutual fund, variety of other things as well, directly to the charity of choice.
So that's a thing you can do, but why? What's the advantage to doing that kind of donation?
There's a couple of advantages to it. Number one is there's no capital gain taxes paid on the investment. Okay, and so if somebody had a legacy position of a company that they've maybe held for, you know, 50 years or 20 years for that matter, or what have you, and are in a position maybe where they know if they sell that investment, they're going to have to pay a big tax bill for that. But there's charitable groups that out there that would be more than happy to accept a handful or a lot of shares or mutual fund units, what have you, of companies. And so what happens with that is an investor would get the tax credit with no capital gain taxes essentially to be paid. So
okay, so there's a lot of benefit there then.
Yeah, the end result is your favorite charity ends up with the shares. So they get the cash to do as the great work that these Canadian charities do, whereas the individual gets the benefit of making that donation and the subsequent relaxation of no taxes on that. And something else that, you know, we really are starting to see here is there is a big segment of the population that's paying an awful lot more attention to maybe some more of the socially responsible type investing, where they want to have, you know, they want to feel good about some of the investments that they have. And they may be in a situation where there'll be companies or industries perhaps that they've held for a long time that just maybe they're just not as comfortable to own those as much anymore. But again, going back, there could be a tax bite that would have to be hit. Well, here's a fantastic solution. Donate some or all of those shares to your favorite charities. Number one is as I said, you get the tax credit, the charities get the funds, and everybody's a winner.
Just a recap for those just joining us. We were talking about something that is an interesting an interesting thing you can do if you do want to make a donation to a charity like CFAX Santa's Anonymous, and this is certainly the season where we're thinking about that. We've got our big radiothon, the Miracle on Broad Street, coming up in just 2 weeks. It's Friday, December 9th. Anyways, one way that you wanted to let everybody know about to donate is, yes, you can just, you know, write a check, but if you happen to have things like stocks or mutual funds or other kinds of investments that if you were to go and cash out, you'd be paying capital gains on. But if you donate those directly to a charity, you don't have to pay the capital gains, and you get the tax receipt as well as if you had have written that check. So it seems like if you have a stock you were going to sell anyways, and you're going to make that donation anyways, this is just kind of a more efficient way to do it in a sense.
Yeah, and the only thing I would point out here as well is right on CFAX Santa's website, there is a donate button, and if you just go there, there's a simple drop-down menu that gives various choices. One of those choices is donate securities. You click on the button there. There's a form there that's got all the CFAX information, and you can either contact our office. The information is on there. Contact your advisors or what have you, and it's super simple, super easy. It can all be done electronically as well. And I will point out that these procedures are a little bit more complicated in that they're not as simple as writing a check or transferring funds. So typically they take a couple of days. So the general advice would be don't wait until December 31st to
gotcha.
Initiate that.
That is great advice. And also great advice that if this interests you, if what we're talking about interests you, on the CFAX Santa's website, there's a little button where you can go to and get some more information on how to do this and how to get in touch. So that's fantastic. Now, a different topic, though, kind of along the same lines, is, yes, we're talking about things like donating stocks or ways to donate, but this has been a pretty rough year for the stock market, for maybe some people's individual finances going through the year we've been through, and the interest rates are going up. There's talk of financial turmoil in the time ahead of us. So how does that fit into all of this?
Well, obviously making the decision to donate funds to a charity is obviously one that needs to, you need to figure out where you stand and things like that. In reality, as you know, if you happen to have a loss on an investment, here we've talked about gains on investment. If you transfer a security that's at a loss position, and you're able to offset against capital gains with loss, you know, with the subsequent loss. So if you've happened to buy your favorite technology company or what have you, and are in a loss position, again, you can donate that security to your favorite charitable group and take a loss to be offset against capital gains. But on some of these more specific issues like that, an individual would be really wise to speak to, you know, their tax advisors or their investment advisors or their banking relationships or what have you, just to make sure you're on the right page on that.
Okay. But that there are some ways to work that into your giving as well, even if there are some things that have a loss.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, as a really simple sort of way to look at things, I mean, if there's a fantastic brochure that's listed on our website, or at least on my website, at Bruce Crowell, C-R-O-W-L-E, Charitable Giving. It's about a 28-page document that's super easy, super friendly to read, and it's kind of got lots of points and lots of ideas and things like that. So that is certainly a resource that's out there as well.
Another thing you work with is things like legacy donations. How does that work?
Yeah, this has become a really big thing here. So there's a variety of ways that people can facilitate that. It can be anything from naming a beneficiary on an RSP or a RIF, or subsequently doing adjusting your will to include charitable giving. But one of the things that's also started to come up here is we are in a position right now where individuals can set up either their own private foundation or what's called a donor-advised fund. And simply put, is a private foundation would be a very large contribution of several hundred thousand dollars. It does come with increased complexity and obligations, whereas a donor-advised fund is really simple. They can kind of be created for a little bit under $20,000, but essentially what it does, it allows you to create a charitable legacy without the time or expense required in running a private foundation, where you get the tax credit when the funds go into it. Again, you can transfer specific securities in kind. You get to decide what groups get these, what groups are going to get the funds, lots of control over it. And you can set these up to have family members contribute into it. You can set it up that it's going to last for 5 years after your passing, or even if you're still alive, you want it for 10 years, you want it into perpetuity. You know, you can work with your advisors on these to really set up what you want on these types of things.
And what was that called? Sorry, what is the name of this?
It's essentially called a donor-advised fund.
Okay.
And so it is essentially your own foundation that is just being piggybacked with the infrastructure that is in place to facilitate this. RBC Dominion Securities, and at our firm, it's called the Charitable Gift Program, and it's in partnership with a nonprofit group called Gift Fund Canada. And so from that standpoint, that's the backbone, if you will, for this. They're the ones that issue the tax receipts. So if a client had a situation, as an example, that maybe you sold a rental property this year, or you had a particular very large tax situation that you've got a month left in the calendar year here. At the same time, you want to make charitable donation. You don't know what you want to do. You don't know what charitable groups you want to make it to. We can very quickly create this charitable gift program where you can, again, transfer securities in kind, put the money in. You don't have to make that actual charitable contribution to the underlying charity. In fact, you can carry sort of that forward for a few years. And you can, in the time being, figure out with your family or by yourself what charitable groups you want. So you get the tax credit that you can bank in a year that you really need it. And you can make the decision of what actual charities get those funds in future years going forward. Lots of flexibility.
We're talking to Bruce Crowell, Senior Investment Advisor at RBC Dominion Securities. And, I mean, these all sound like things that can help you in any circumstance. Although, if you want to make donations to CFAX Sandus Anonymous, just saying, it's a thing you can do. We're pretty much out of time, Bruce. I think this has been very informative. Thank you so much. My brain is about as full as it can be, but is there anything else we should add?
No, that's fantastic. And if anybody has any questions, reach out to CFAX, reach out to us. Reach out to CFAX Santas, reach out to us here, and we can make it happen for you.
Yeah, there's some easy links on the CFAX Santas Anonymous website, so check it out there. Bruce, much appreciated, and I'm sure we'll be seeing you again soon as we get into the season.
Sounds great. Thank you very much.